Now, I think most people involved with the traveling has my problem is, so let me run through it very fast. Just was a salesman who covered some locations which are known in the racket as cities. For instance, he could cover Boston, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles. And, say he lives in New York City, he wants to go to all these appointed locations and come back home. So for instance, right, he could start from New York, go to San Francisco, then go to Boston, then go to Los Angeles, and back home. Right, so this is one example of what one possible schedule for him. This is what we call a tool. And this is a tool of a most classically intelligent salesman. And it would be traveling the continent four times, take time and money. It would be better just to go around in a cyclic way. And so the problem is, given those entities, there is a cost of traveling in that regard. The cost can be time, it can be money, whatever. Find a tool which is the cheapest. Well, where does the problem come from? If you want to strike a point, this is the earlier printed reference to it, that's a book of general wisdom, well, other type of things, book of general advice for travel salesmen. It touches on the problem but doesn't say much. It does say that if you are smart, you can save time and money, and it's important never to go to the same city twice. Karl Menger discussed in his seminar. There are reports on that, and then eventually, somehow, over the next 20 years, the problem has got as large as New Jersey. There was a bunch of people at Princeton who had a go at it and failed. One of them, very smart, brought it to California. Another group of people had a go at it and failed. Eventually, the problem really acquired its reputation for being a hard nut. And it became notorious. To the point where Rand offered a price for anybody who can say something reasonable about it. The price has never been awarded. This is a real milestone. If there is one most important moment in the life story of the salesman, that is those three people came up with a method for solving the problem. It's a seminal revolutionary paper with many ramifications reaching far beyond the salesman. And what we mean by large scale is 49 figures. So this is the important breakthrough, most important moment for the professional. For the general public, the milestone might have been this. This is probably, I think that the problem really made it to the general consciousness. Here is the poster that they distributed over this. Those were before political correctness, so those two books were stupid, and you were supposed to help them. Anyway, right. And after that, the trend that was started by Stanley Consulting continues, and people were solving harder and harder problems. Now, where do those problems come from? Dante Patterson Johnson picked 49 cities in the US. The 120 cities in Germany, 536 cities in the US again, 66 states all over the world. Okay, so that's one source. You just make up others. The 318 and 2010, those come from drilling holes in printed circuit boards. When you go to manufacture a printed circuit board, there are three set positions of the mold. You have a laser drill that you move around. So we have both of that. And this might look to some as not really progress, right? I mean, after 2400, it drops suddenly to not even 700. That looks like regress. But people who think that way think that size is important, which it is not in this context. Right? What makes a problem hard is not the size. Right?
I think
even if you don't have the professional training, you could also solve that 50,000 specific problem if I draw those specific stories on a sample. Right? So it's a big problem which is rapidly easy, on the one hand. On the other hand, we can manufacture problems which are reasonably small, a couple of hundred, which are very tough for everyone. Right? So in that sense, six. Each one might say it's more difficult than the previous one. Okay, so there's progress. So what is it? What does we mean? We take theory. Right? Those. And we call something a theory if there are theorems, right? If people say something meaningful, something non-trivial. Rand never gave the prize precisely for the thing. In fact, I think the prize should have been given to Carr, Flora, Carson, and Cook for beating them, showing that the problem is what we call empty complete, right? Technique definition of it is very hard. And that result shows that, in a way, we cannot hope for any nice theoretical result. Subject to some an article of faith, peace or not peace, right? There will never be any shiny theorem of the kind that Rand. So it's not theory. If anybody tells me it's application, don't say it can be something. This is not application. I mean, those two problems and others like that come from drilling holes in the board. But if I'm going to manufacture a printed circuit board, I will hire somebody who will find me a pretty good, pretty cheap tool. And I will not worry about the tool being really optimal. Okay? I will not worry about somewhere there being a tool which is like 0.5% cheaper. Okay? And you can visit that 0.5% very fast. People who do this kind of job, they worry about really solving the problem, really getting the absolutely best tool. Right? So they spend the first 1% of their time finding such a tool, and the remaining 99% proving that the tool is optimal. Right? Now, any business manager with any sense would not hire this bunch. Right? And so if it's not theory, it's an application, what is it? What is this? That's a historic comment. Guy got sort of just beat the path of the blue. Right? Is it theory? Right? Is it application? Is it sport? Right? And that's precisely what you see here is through artificial intelligence. What you see there is through mathematical programming. This is a sport. Right? This is saying, my daddy can beat up your daddy. So this has been going on for some time. Recently, one of the people who are actively involved collected problems that people work on into a library that you can get from the web.
And
how many minutes do I have left? Three. Five. So what I want to report on is that we have not done too badly in here. In 1991, there were about 100 problems, 23 of them unsolved. We solved more than half of those. Now, each of those names is a letter formed by the number of cities. Right, so those are the biggest ones we solved in that order. And having solved the last one, there was still one form in our site, and that was the top one, which is 225 cities. Because that problem was artificially concocted to be hard. Right? So in some sense, that was harder than the 7,000 and something is. Neither was correct, but they said before this, it was fine. It was something from your friends. There were a couple of other things in English and other things in some other foreign terms. And let me show you pictures and then we'll be done talking. So, for us, those last 3 months and the first one, like the one that we got 30 years, this is a 3,000 and some. This is what the drilling problems look like. And you get those horizontal vertical patterns. That's a drilling problem. So by head measure, this is not a drilling problem. What it is, what do you think? This hole this is a lake, clearly, and this is some country, right? And here what is a big city. That is their way, right? Not a country anymore. And so here is the biggest city that we saw that has the traffic on 7,397 cities. And last, here is the nasty one. The nasty one was co-opted by three Germans. They start with 25 cities like this for a grid. Okay, that would be an easy problem. Now you take each of these unit segments and stick 5 points on it. So you get 225 cities. And everybody can see what the optimal do is. That's what it looks like. So we took a deep breath when we were here. But it was all that annoying that we can do 7,400 and we cannot do 25. So, thank you. Done talking.